had some symptoms, health symptoms come up, and then the healing processes that I've used or whatever, it's been an emotional detox, and I have some health problems that could greatly be gotten rid of if I just didn't eat the junk food to fix them, you know. So anyway, when I started, I'm just going to call it an emotional detox, and all this guilt came up about, you know, things I did, maybe unliving things from the past, you know. And so I just treated it like, I figured my tradition that I came up with, okay, well, I'll just confess it to God, you know, like, well, step that way, yes, I did this, God, you know. And it seemed that my awareness really was kind of surprising, because even intellectually might be aware, okay, I know something in the past, I did that, you know, blah, 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 blah. But when it came up, I could, what seemed to be the truth at the time was that I purposely am eating these bad foods to punish myself because I feel guilty. And actually, it's really the subconscious guilt that's feeding the resistance to move forward in my life and to particularly in my health area.
Yeah, and so there's a catchy term for that. Oh, you're addicted to guilt. That's what I played with too. Yeah, we get addicted to these lower vibrations. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we? And look at our species. But here's the interesting thing. And guilt's been one of my things to play with this lifetime. Have you ever really considered who you would be, how you would think, how you would feel, if you did not believe in the energy of guilt? So when you change a belief, like if you change out if it's, say, money, because that's an easy one to picture, if you overhaul your beliefs on scarcity, you just start getting more money shows up, money's not scary anymore, right? So that's scarcity and abundance. Well, have you ever thought of what the opposite of guilt is, or what would it mean to completely stop contributing to the energy of guilt? Because it's just a big pain body energy. Something we've been taught, something we use inappropriately. You know, if you really look at guilt, the definition of guilt, it means that you did something wrong and you make reprimand for it. I mean, you make good on whatever you did wrong. There's punishment to fix something you did wrong. But guilt in and of itself doesn't exist the way we've created it. And so I play with guilt a lot. And chronic pain, it's guilt. It's your body. Living in chronic pain for 15 years, right? Financial scarcity, guilt, punishment, feeling unworthy. And so where I got to, and did I say this last week? It seems like I just said this recently. I was looking and I was like, okay, so if I really could heal all attachment, all contribution, all belief in the energy of guilt, just completely disengage myself at every level of my being, what would that mean? And I had the biggest aha. It meant that I would never want somebody else to feel bad for something they did again. I was like, oh, that's big. That means I would never need somebody else to see what they did or apologize from childhood. Or do you get how that's part of it? Really a weird level of non-judgment to play with. So I offer you that if that's, you know, if you're, apparently you're going to be looking at it quite a bit. Picture it as an energy form, and what would the opposite be? The opposite of guilt would be total acceptance. And could we accept everything, even negative emotion? All I found is, yes, I can accept negative emotion when I'm the one managing it. And do I cry at movies? Oh, yeah, all the time. I cry when I'm happy. I cry over, you know, sadness. And I mean, we exist in duality here. And if you're going to live a normal life, you're going to have duality. You could go live in an ashram or on a mountain, maybe. But so where do you play with that duality in the way you're choosing? So I use movies and stories and books. You know, my adrenaline rushes there. And my worry and fear there. So it's interesting about guilt, isn't it? Have you guys heard of hand analysis? Our friend Peggy Sue Skipper. Your fingerprints don't change from like 5 months gestation until you decompose. That's why the FBI uses it. And there's a study we're using the fingerprints, this particular hand analysis can tell you your life purpose and your life challenges, and guilt's one of them. And I have the idea and the desire to be the first person who goes back for a second reading and have changed it. Wouldn't that be fun? So, isn't that interesting then? Play with it from that level. Like, quit taking it personally. You already know what you did wrong. You already feel bad about that. What if you made it not personal, but it's actually literally an energy form?
What if guilt is not feeling bad yourself for it, but you want the other person that has offended you to feel bad?
Then you are contributing to guilt on the planet.
Okay, so that's just a different level of guilt.
Yeah, and it feels bad too.
Well, yeah, it's all
and
negative.
It's bad for your health too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that version of guilt is, you know, resentment.
Oh, okay.
But in a gentler form, it's like, you know, I wish they would apologize, or, you know, or you kind of want to point out when somebody did something that in your opinion they could have done differently. And it's only ever an opinion. There's no real law on it.
Or playing the martyr is another form of that.
Yeah, I was really good at it. It's an addiction to guilt. And it's like fear. You start feeding it, it's a beast. Take over. So Seth says it's not guilt that's the problem. It's the problem, the real problem is that we even believe in guilt. And so that's why it took me a long time. That's why I kept saying, well, what would that mean? What does that mean? What would it be without guilt? You know, so if you lived without guilt, you'd make a mistake and screw up, and you'd say, oh, look at that. I really would prefer to do that differently. Please forgive me if that inconvenienced you. I'm going to do it like this from now on, and then you wouldn't remember it anymore. Yeah.
I think Jerry, that teaches the Course in Miracles, he said something like, the worst thing you ever did, like, so from a Course in Miracles perspective, like, the worst thing you did would be, like, sort of getting, like, a B+ in algebra or failing an algebra test or something. I don't know how he said it. I think he said from getting a B+ in algebra, you know, it would be more a healthy sort of perspective on, you know, I hope that would be
nice. Yeah, that would be nice.